tonight. It's a Fort Kearney Conference Triangler from Extel as the Wildcats welcome in the Amherst Broncos and Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Klaus Rohde will roll it across. Rouse now sets to the outside. Hallie Bauer tips over the single block. One arm saved by Noble. Then to Nickel. And Lundeen will pass it across. Free ball here. Rouse sets short. Here's Ryan off the single block. Lundeen with another dig. Noble sets outside. Haley Kring will put this one down and good.
The FKC tournament begins on Monday, and everyone is looking for some added momentum going into next week. It's the Wildcat Triangler coming up next. But first to the new Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Axtell High School with sports director Doug Duda right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And welcome back, everyone, to Axtell High School, where the Axtell Pep Band has been doing a great job here between our second and final match of the night on Parents' Night at Axtell as the Wildcats get ready to take on the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. Both teams already taking on Amherst here tonight. Axtell beat Amherst 25-18, 25-10, and then Amherst beat Pleasanton in three sets, 25-17, 22-25, and 25-21. This is the New Tech Seed pregame show. Glad you're along with us on this Thursday night for Fort Kearney Conference Volleyball action on our sister station, ESPN 1460 and 1550. They're just underway with Thursday night NFL action. The undefeated Arizona Cardinals in St. Louis taking on the Rams. Let's take a look at the starting lineups for our final match of the night, brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank of Kearney. First off, for the visiting Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, their service rotation looks like this. Start with number 6, a 5'10 junior, Breanne Zimmer. Number 8, 5'4 junior, Mallory Pates. Number 14, a 5'5 senior, Alyssa Stubbs. Number 24 is a 5'7" sophomore, Kristen Tolles. Number 3, 5'5 freshman, Maddie Pates. And number 26 is a 5'5 sophomore, Taylor Nichols. The libero is number 1, 5'2 senior, Jenna Martin. Head coach Kaylee Randall, assisted by Brandon Cavan and Randy Bauer. They are 2-15 on the year. It's been a struggle so far for Pleasanton. For Axtell, number 3 is a 5'6 senior, Jordan Miller. Number 1, 5'4 sophomore, Kit Wells. Number 15, 5'8 senior, Kaylee Becker. Number 6, 5'4 junior, Gabby Nickel. Number 10, 5'5 junior, Carly Prasoski. Number 2, 5'10 sophomore, Hannah Kring. And the libero is number 35-4 junior, Laura Lundeen. The head coach of the Axtell Lady Cats is Brad Nelson, assisted by Jade Olson and Darla Steinbrink. Axtell is 12-5 on the season, and they are ranked 9th in the state of Nebraska in Class D2. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank. And we're back with more on the New Tech Seed pregame show right after this.
Misco Sports Incorporated wants you to see them before the games begin. They've kept your schools geared up for decades, and they'll do so for many seasons to come. Get your game on at Misco's now. With a storefront in Ord, they're just a phone call away to help you get better equipped for the games you play this year on the court or on the field. Or whether you need to suit up for that next play or show your team pride, Misco's has everything you'll need in the stands as well. A proud supporter of all the area youth and supporters of high school athletics, Misco Sports.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry and Jason Stark or New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a break and have the opening serve right after this. Time out.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Builders knows that you'd rather spend time enjoying your home rather than constantly repairing it. That's why they offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Anderson Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. Builders also knows that price matters. That's why they back everything with a guaranteed price match. Find the exact same item anywhere else with a lower price, Builders will match it. Get the best products at the best price. Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
Builders does the best.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Yeah, we're also in that district, so all five out of the conference. Axtell will be the favorite there. On the other side, it is a little different look. They will have Cedar Valley, Hampton, Hartland Lutheran, Spalding, Spalding Academy, and St. Edward's. So right now, Hampton looks to be the real strong team on that side. But, here in Axtell, they're thinking about possibly getting to Grand Island and getting themselves to a state tournament. Hampton is ranked sixth, so Hampton and Axtell are the favorites on that side. Cedar Valley is also ranked, though, at number 10. So we're going to get closer to that. Won't be too long after a conference play before our sub-districts and districts get underway. But tonight, it is the final match of our FKC Triangular between Axtell and Pleasanton. And here at home, it looks like Axtell is going to get to serve it away first. And we are underway with Jordan Miller putting it in play. Pleasanton passes it to the middle, and Pates takes it into the net. It didn't quite get over right there for a block. Would have been Kaylee Becker, but it will go down as an attack error. And Axtell will get the point. Key here for Pleasanton. Don't get too nervous in this one. As the serve floats across again, and that one is deep and out of bounds. So Pleasanton will pick up the point on the service error. 1-1, and back to serve it away first, Breanne Zimmer. Zimmer with the serve. Back it up, Lundeen, the libero. It stays in the back row and has to be passed over the net by Kaylee Becker, who was tied for the team high in kills against Amherst. Middle attack once by Tolles, no good. Second time, it's passed right back to her, is good. So Kristen Tolles will get the kill, and Pleasanton takes the early 2 lead here at Axtell. And that's the kind of start that Coach Randall wants to see. Get a little confidence early on here. Right side attack by Wells is deep and out of bounds. So back-to-back errors by Axtell gives Pleasanton the 3-1 lead. Zimmer going for 3 in a row. This one across the middle to Lundeen. Over to the center, Gabby Nickel. Back set, a little too close to the net. Had to be rolled over by Becker. Middle attack into the net that time by Tolles. Couldn't get her second kill. And back over to Axtell. So some early errors on both sides. And Gabby Nickel, the setter, rolls the ball back to Kit Wells. And Wells will serve it across, strong down the middle. Set to the outside. Here's Tolles, dug out by Wells in the back row. Set wide to Prasoski. And Prasoski will get her first kill and the first kill of the match for Axtell. 3-3. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Strong serve down the middle, pass right back over the net to Prasoski. They'll set it back to Carly in the middle, takes it over the double block. Dig goes off the ceiling. Pleasanton's able to get under it and then punch it into the net. So they saved it. They did the hard part, but couldn't get it back over the net. Wells going for 3 in a row across to Martin. Pass close to the net, little joust at the net, and a back row attack called on Pleasanton. Like the libero got up there a little too close. It'll be a point for Axtell. Wells wastes no time. I'm not sure Pleasanton was ready. And an ace serve makes it 6-3. That happened really, really quick. But Wells went right after the whistle and did what you're taught to do, firing it away. Serve across. That one far corner is too deep and out of bounds. As always, want to say thanks to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school sports. It's a chance to see some volleyball here tonight in the FKC. As the serve by Mallory Pates is across, set to the outside. Prasovsky goes near side. Great set. Gave her a chance to get a big swing on it and drove it home in the corner. Now back to serve it away will be Kaylee Becker. Anna Kring, the sophomore in the middle. One to watch for. We talked about her last year as a freshman, but her and Becker leading this team on attacks. Here, an attack from the outside. Maddie Pates is deep. And just that quick, Axtell has turned a 3-1 deficit into an 8-4 lead. Becker's serve, moving it around. And it's an ace. Becker with the second ace serve here for Axtell. 9-4 the score. And Becker wastes no time. Again, continues to move it around. This time, Martin comes over to get it. Set middle. Tolles blocked up front. One-on-one ace block. And Kring sealed that easily. And it looks like we'll get our first timeout. So Axtell started just a little slow, and now they have turned up the heat early on in game one. It's the Wildcats 10, the Bulldogs 4. We'll have more high school volleyball after this timeout on KKPR.
This summer's weather is pushing the crops along enough to make us think about the harvest season. Start planning ahead with the help of Stadler Implement of Minden. They have a great line of Kubota tractors along with Mayrath, Badco, and Wheatheart augers in various lengths and capacities. Look over the line of Kubota and Country Clipper mowers at Stadler Implement of Minden. And for a summer grilling taste like no other, it's a Green Mountain Pellet Grill from Stadler's. That's at Stadler Implement in Minden.
High school volleyball continues next week here on Classic Hits 98.9. And as we will bring you the Lou Platt Conference Tournament from St. Paul. The semifinals on Tuesday start at 6 o'clock. The Consolation and Championship on Thursday. Undefeated and top-ranked Kearney Catholic, the fifth-ranked team in the all-class rankings, the heavy favorite there. Kaylee Becker with the serve out of the Pleasanton timeout. Pleasanton goes middle, tolls on the attack. Set it deep. There is no tip. A point for Axtell. And that will be four in a row. Off the serve of Becker. This one down the middle to Taylor Nichols. Pass to the outside. Pates on the swing, and that's just deep. Axtell is watching Pleasanton sail it over their heads. Pleasanton trying to take a few off the net so they don't get blocked, and they're sailing them just deep. And this time, sailing it deep will be the serve of Kaylee Becker. But a good run there by Becker and by Axtell, and Pleasanton will serve it away, trailing 12-5 with Alyssa Stubbs. And Stubbs, left-handed serve, strong and deep. So the teams will exchange the errors, and right back over to Axtell it goes. Back to serve it away will be Gabby Nickel, the Axtell center, and she hits it into the net. We've already got a score in the NFL. St. Louis has gotten on the board first with a 7-0 lead over Arizona. Currently airing on ESPN Radio, Lane Kendricks, a 7-yard touchdown reception. Outside attack driven home here by Axtell's Jordan Miller, getting a good look. That's only the third kill for Axtell. They've done it by keeping the ball alive and on some Pleasanton errors. And back to serve it away, Prasovsky. You don't even have to look to see who it is. Her pre-serve routine is the same, and it works here for an ace serve. It's like an ex-boyfriend. She just beating the heck out of that ball. And you can hear it right in front of us. Knocks a little air out of it and then sends it across, and that one is deep and out of bounds. So the last four Pleasanton points have come via Axtell service errors. Pleasanton's going to try and change that here with Maddie Pates on the serve. And she'll get an ace. Maybe a little miscommunication there between the defensive specialist for Axtell. They kind of broke open late there, opened up late and left the back row kind of hanging out to dry. Here's a right side attack. Nobody's hanging out to dry there as Hannah Kring gets her first kill of the match. 16-8 Axtell. And now Kring will go back to serve it away. Substitution for Pleasanton. And the Bulldogs are going to bring in Shayla Keim for the first time as a back row specialist. Crane floats it across. Martin can't get to it. It's going to be an ace. So now Axtell serving a little stronger. And Pleasanton having trouble picking him up. That's the fourth service ace here in game one. 17-8 Axtell. Serve goes at Kime. Martin passes it up front. Zwiener has to bump it across. Goes right into the hands of Becker. Set it to the outside. Kit Wells lofts it over. Pleasanton goes to Pates. And Pates is going to send it our way. And it's wide. 18-8 Axtell. And timeout will be called here by Pleasanton. It will be their second and final timeout. 18-8 Axtell. We'll be right back.
The First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC. Good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to High School Volleyball on your sports leader, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, and Pleasanton of the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Out of the timeout, Hannah Kring looking for three in a row with a Axtell lead. And we roll back across by Mallory Pates. Here's the set in the middle. Off the swing, Becker, good dig out of the back row. And then Becker, I'm not even sure she had to go across to tip it, but she did get a fingernail on it for a minute there. She reached pretty far. Could have got called for reaching over the net, but her first swing set up the second one, and it is now 19-8. Crane serve, pass back, does stay in. Nickel runs it down, set to the outside. Wells, the block's late getting there, and Kit will get the kill. So five different cats have picked up a kill here in the opening set. As Axtell can see the finish line now in the opening set with point number 20. And Crane continues to fire it down the middle, and the pass is off the mark. 21-8. Can't give credit for that. That was just a missed pass. No ace. And Kring goes again. This one a little deeper, a little stronger, and Martin will make the play. Gets to Nichols, sets to the outside. Pates off the tip. The dig is made by Prososki. Set to the outside. Wells dumps it across. They're ready. Nichols goes middle. The attack up front did not get blocked. It just hung on the tape. Breanne Zimmer thought that it had been touched by Axtell. Will not get that call. 22-8, seven in a row here by Axtell, and Hannah Kring will make it eight in a row with another ace. 23-8, and Pleasanton will sub in here. Coming into the ball game will be Melanie Fisher. And for Axtell, here comes Katherine Sorensen. 23-8, serve return. Right back over the net, picked up by Prasoski. They'll set Becker from off the net. She'll take it across. The dig is made there by Kime. Pleasanton will roll one into the net. And just kind of snowballed here in the last 2 minutes against Pleasanton. 24-8. And Hannah Kring now didn't think that she'd be serving for the set when she walked back there. But this is for nine in a row. Clips off the tape, comes across to Martin. Picked up there by Stubbs, passed across. Kring with the dig, set made by Miller, middle attack by Becker, the dig is made by Pleasanton, Nichols stays in the middle, set across there by Stubb, one more time for Axtell, get it to Wells on the left wing, she'll drive it across, Nichols will redirect it, long rally, maybe the longest one of the first set, slide right side, dripped across by Becker, and that'll be it. Kaylee Becker off the slide will finish it off and give the first set to Axtell by a score of 25-8, they score the last 10 points in a row. So Axtell cruises here in game number one, and we'll look at the numbers right after this timeout.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
With our producer engineer, Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you here at Axtell between sets one and two. Let's take a rundown of the numbers that we had for Pleasanton. Maddie Pates had an ace serve. Breanne Zimmer had two service points. Kristen Tolles had a kill. That was it. One kill, no ace blocks, one ace serves. For Axtell, Kit Wells, four service points. One was an ace, one kill. Hannah Kring, nine service points, two of them aces. She had an ace block and a kill. Jordan Miller, she had a service point and a kill. Five service points. One was an ace and two kills. Seven kills, one ace block, five ace serves. Axtell takes game one from Pleasanton, 25-8. And we'll be back with the second set right after this on Classic Hits.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Breanne Zimmer will serve it across for Pleasanton, and a double hit's going to be called on Axtell's set. So Pleasanton will get the first point here, and Zimmer will serve it away. Had a couple of points in the first set, but it never got back around to her to serve again. Here's Becker off the back foot, wide set, dug out the back row there by Maddie Pates, and it'll be Mallory Pates to go up on the attack. Get blocked up there by Kaylee Becker. 1-1. And back to serve it away will be Jordan Miller. Miller's serve. Line drive down the middle to Martin. They keep it alive, and Nichols will set it across. And Lundeen has to lunge at it, but they will not return it. Good job by Nichols to place it. And Lundeen had to come cover for Axtell. Well, Pleasanton with the point 2-1. Mallory Pates to serve it away here. Pates' serve really ripped that one. Picked up there nicely by Jordan Miller, and they're going to get a swing and finish it with Kaylee Becker. Man, did Miller do a great job picking up that serve for Axtell, and she put it right on the money with the pass to the setter, Gabby Nickel, and then she put it up on a tee for Becker to hammer home. And now Wells to serve it away. Bump set to the outside. Pates drives it over. Picked up by Prasoski. Axtell back set. Has to be rolled over by Nickel. Nichols for Pleasanton will set. Pates with the left hand swing. Alyssa gets it to Stubbs. Alyssa Stubbs, and Stubbs will get the kill. So Pleasanton up 3-2. And Stubbs now will go back and serve it away. Alyssa, the lone senior starter. Outside attack is going to be Prasoski, and she's wide and out of bounds. Pleasanton 4-2 here in set number two. Volleyball gets away, so they're going to have to chase it down. In the meantime, we remind you that tomorrow night it's high school football, and we've got a pair of top 10 matchups for you on our network of stations. As Stubbs does get the ball back, serves it over. Becker with the swing, dug out by Stubbs, and then nobody gets to it. Two players went for it in the back row and then couldn't pick it up after that. Becker with their fourth kill. Football tomorrow here on Classic Hits. It's a C2 top 10 matchup as Donovan Trumbull travels to Sutton. It's a C1 top 10 matchup on ESPN 1460 as Kearney Catholic travels to Cozad. And Kaylee Becker with an ace serve. Axtell ties it up 4-4 in the second set. The second ace for Becker. Arizona has put a field goal up on the board. So 3:20 to go, first quarter. St. Louis 7, Arizona 3, Sunday Night Football on ESPN Radio. Serves across. Middle attack for Soski. Zwiener's in there to block it. Getting some help up there from Tolles. I think maybe it was Tolles that's going to get credit for the block here, the way that they are reacting. Zwiener had a few in the earlier match against Amherst. Pleasanton with the side out. And Tolles to serve. Sends that deep middle. Handled there by Prasoski. Set to the outside. Overswung by Kring and couldn't get it over the net. She was really licking her chops to hammer that one. And pulls to serve again. Pleasanton looking for more here. Floats this all the way to the back line to Wells. Set middle. Here's Prasoski. Back right corner's open, and she'll find it. Carly with her third kill. 6-5. Side out for Axtell. Gabby Nickel to serve it away. Axtell 12-5, ranked 9th in Class D2. And the favorite to win their sub-district. So we'll see how they do in the districts. We'll talk with Coach Nelson after this ball game is over. But in the meantime, let's get back to action as it's set to the left wing. Breanne Zimmer gets the kill. That'll be her first. Right now, Pleasanton hanging with Axtell and leading it 7-5. And it'll be the freshman, Maddie Pates, to serve it away. She led them from the service line against Amherst. High set middle. Kring again into the net. So just a little timing off right now for the Wildcats. Good sets. Kring just trying to decide where she wanted to put it. And she doesn't want it in the net. Serve over to the back set for Soski. There's no block there, and she fires it home. They're all looking in the middle for Kring. And then they bring it back to Prasoski, who will get her fourth kill. And now Carly will go back and serve it away. Goes through her pre-serve routine and floats it across. Alyssa Stubbs with the pass. Zwiener with the set. Middle attack is going to be deep that time for Mallory Pates. That has been, again, we mentioned it earlier, but if you're just joining us, on the hitting errors, that's what has happened to Pleasanton more times than not, hitting him deep, not wide, not short, not in the net, but deep. So to serve across. Middle attack by Zimmer. Dug out there by Axtell. Set to the outside. Wells, big swing, returned right back at her. She had to just give a little knee jerk to get it back, and they'll pass it over. Free ball here for Pleasanton. Stubbs is going to set it all the way to Pates, and she dumps it into the block for the kill. Mallory Pates picks up another Pleasanton point, up by a score of 9-7. First set went to Axtell rather easily. Now, they did score the last 10 points of the first set, won it 25-8. Taylor Nichols fires one to Lundeen. Back set right side. There's Kring. Nice dig, though. Picked up by Stubbs, and it is returned. So Axtell's going to have to try again. Nichol this time goes to Wells on the outside, and she'll put it off the block for her second kill. Pleasanton 9, Axtell 8, second set, and Hannah Kring now rotates to the back row, so that means Becker will be the big hitter in the front row for the Cats. Good strong serve across to Stubbs, and in middle attack, Pates again just decides to set it over. Nickel, going to set middle to Becker. Becker around the single block and an easy kill for Kaylee Becker, her fifth, and we're tied at 9. Kring, who ran off the final 9 points from the service line to end the first set, gets one here, so that's 10 in a row for Nickel. Sets. It's going to be tapped across, and they're going to call a lift. They're going to call a lift on that set attempt of the Bulldogs. They were trying to set something a little different up on that play, and the setter changed her mind on what she was doing, and Kring will serve it away again from the 10-foot line, taken across there by Mallory Pates, handled by Axtell. Kit Wells is deep and out of bounds. Side out Pleasanton, 10-10. Game 2, Lundeen returns to the back row. Tolles comes into the front row for Pleasanton, and Breanne Zimmer will serve it away for the second time in this set for the Bulldogs. Zimmer mishit it, and into the net it goes. That's the first service error from either team in this. Number 2-1. And then when Kring got back there, there were no errors. Serve fired in the opposite corner here for an ace, Jordan Miller. Serving from her right, took it to the Axtell back right, and gets the kill. Gets the ace serve, 12-10. And Miller's going to try again. Jordan, this one a little lighter, right around the 10-foot line to Martin. They're going to call a double hit on the setter, Taylor Nichols, who tried to dump it across. She looks to the bench for some advice, and they say don't do that again. Jordan Miller looking for 3 in a row now, 13-10. Axtell, oh, that might have been out of bounds, but Pleasanton played it, and that's going to be an ace serve for Axtell. 14-10, neither team's had to use a timeout, but with a little run there, Pleasanton's going to use it. And timeout on the floor. Axtell 14, Pleasanton 10, Axtell. Still also won the first set. They're going for the sweep here at the FKC Triangular. We're back with more after this on Classic Hits.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
And we're back here at Axtell. I want to thank Athletic Director, who's also the coach, Brad Nelson, for his help and for all the folks here, including the Benjamins, for their assistance here tonight at Axtell. It is 14-10, Axtell leading Pleasanton in the second set. And Jordan Miller is looking for four straight points here as Axtell starting to pull away. And Pleasanton wanted to slow things down with a timeout. Here is the middle attack. Miller gets the set into the hands of Becker, and Kaylee will get her fourth kill of this set and keep the run going here for Axtell. Don't forget, at the end of tonight's match, it will be the Misco Sports postgame show. We'll run down the final stats, recap the earlier action from tonight, coach's interview, and send you on your way. And another strong serve that's passed above the net. Becker tipped it, and then off of the Bulldogs and out of bounds. Give Becker credit for another point. Jordan Miller. That's five in a row, including a couple of aces. This one picked up by Martin De Libero and passed across by Tolles. Here is the set by Jordan Miller. Outside Wells, big swing dug out by Martin. Pleasanton's got a chance to get the ball back here. Pates takes it across. Miller one more time to set in the middle for Becker. She's partially blocked, but it does come over to Pleasanton. Set back to Pates. Pates dumps it back over. Here comes Axtell one more time. This time it's Wells. She didn't have a block there, but it hit the tape, and that kept it alive for Pleasanton. Tolles then is blocked by Becker. What are they going to call in the net? Well, what is the call here? Yeah, they're going to call in the net. One official had the ball down on the floor. Another official had in the net called on Becker. And so a point here for Pleasanton. They'll get the ball back. Axtell leading it 16-11. And back to serve it away will be Pleasanton, and Pates, the freshman, Maddie, takes it over. And the outside attack blocked up there by Nichols, then tipped right back over to the Bulldogs. Tolles, who had the block, not Nichols, will take the swing and take it back over. Kit Wells one more time, and that's out. Oh, they're going to say it was tipped. Wells gets the point off the tip. They couldn't get out of the way in time, and Wells will get her third kill. 17-11 Axtell. And now Wells will go back and serve it away. She had a four-point run in the first set. Here's that knuckleball that's going to be passed off the floor, and they're not going to be able to get it back over. Good, strong serve from Kit Wells, 18-11. Axtell looking for their 13th victory of the season. Wells, overpass free ball. Becker's right there, but again, followed through into the net. So a couple of points that were earned by Axtell are taken away because of the net call. And as we look at what's coming up here for Axtell after the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament, they will head to the Silver Lake Tournament on the 18th, and then they are hosting a tournament on Saturday the 20th, and then they will finish up at Blue Hill on the 23rd with a triangular between Blue Hill and them and Kennesaw. Here's a set to the outside for Sosky. Prasoski will get her fifth kill, and it's 19-12 Axtell. They're not letting Pleasanton go on any more runs right now, trying to get this ball game to the end. And Becker is back there to serve. Martin has it. Here's the set. Zwiener can't get it over the net. 20-12. Axtell. Now this is where Axtell went on a heck of a run with Hannah Kring to close it out in game one. Becker still needs five more points here. Now she needs four. There's an ace serve. Third of the night for Kaylee Becker. 21-12, and timeout will be taken here by Pleasanton, their final timeout of the set. We'll take a break with them. 21-12 at Axtell, second set. They won the first set 25-8. You're listening to High School Volleyball on KKPR.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
Also, some college football going on tonight. They're just underway with Utah hosting 13th-ranked Southern Cal, just 30 seconds into that ball game. In the NFL, at the start of the second quarter, the Rams lead Arizona 7-3. That's airing on ESPN 1460 and 1550. Here, Axtell is 4 points away from the match. Pleasanton took their final time out, and Sweeter will pass it back across. Wells will track it down. Here's the set to the outside for Prasoski, but she drove it into the net. Point for Pleasanton. 1-13 Axtell. Zimmer back into the front row for the Bulldogs. And Kristen Tolles back to serve it away. Lundeen re-enters as the libero, and they serve it right at her. Pass in the middle, and a double hit called on the center. Catherine Sorensen has come into the ballgame for Axtell. 21-14, Tolles with the serve. Tolles making sure that it stays in. Wells to Sorensen, set to the outside, and taken over by Hannah Kring. Here's Pleasanton middle, and it's going to be wide from Zimmer. Couldn't quite get it. It looked like she was throwing a curveball at him, and it was starting to break, but it didn't break quite enough. 22-14, Axtell, and Sorensen gets to serve it away. Sorensen drills this one across, rolls up the arm of Mallory Payne, stays in the back row, passed across by Sweeter. Lundeen backpedals just to get a hand on it. That was a good return by Sweeter, and a free ball comes over to Pleasanton. Here's Stubbs, back set for Sweeter, right side, got a good swing on it. Good dig by Sorensen to the outside for Prasoski, tipped down for the kill. Charlie Prasoski with her sixth kill, and a nice dig there from Sorensen in that back row. And Pleasanton's going to bring in Duell and Fisher right here. 23-14. And Sorensen still at the service line. The Misco Sports Postgame Show is coming your way next. So stay with us here on Classic Hits. And the serve. Across it comes to Mallory Pates. Set for Sweeter in the middle. Rolls off the block that time of Kring. Another great dig by Sorensen. Gets it outside for Prasoski. Picked up there by Stubbs and passed back across by Pleasanton. Here's Sorensen with the set. Middle to Kring, and a ball is off the back line, out of bounds. Boy, that was a beautiful set, beautiful swing, just a couple of inches off the back. Side out, Pleasanton. Duell gets a chance to serve it. Over to Lundeen. Sorensen close to the net, stays out, and that time Kring will finish the point. Hannah Kring, just her second kill of this match. And it is now match point for Axtell, 24-15 over the Pleasanton Bulldogs. And going back to serve it away will be the junior, Carly Prasoski. Prasoski puts the ball there on match point, floats it deep. Martin picks it up. Sweeter gets it to the middle. Nobody gets it after that. And that is the end of the ball game. The final score, Axtell sweeps Pleasanton 25-8. And 25-15, they'll improve to 13-5. Pleasanton falls to 2-16 as they get ready for the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on Monday. Axtell, though, does play Kennesaw in volleyball. Or excuse me, they're not the ones that play Kennesaw. Amherst plays Kennesaw. Axtell and Pleasanton both off now until Monday night. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more on the Misco Sports pregame show right after this.
A year ago, 6-year-old Nebraska fan Jack Hoffman suffered a seizure. Diagnosed with brain cancer, Jack's story touched Cornhusker All-American Rex Burkhead and the hearts of the Husker Nation. As a result, we at Platte River Radio and other Husker-affiliated radio companies are supporting the sale of Team Jack T-shirts. $10 from each shirt purchase benefits the CureSearch Team Jack Legacy Fund to fight pediatric cancer. Shirts are on sale now, where Husker merchandise is sold at Allen Superstore of Hastings. See complete information at Team Jack on Facebook.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island, or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back to Axtell, where it is time for the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Get your game on at Misco's, keeping our local schools geared up for every season, whether it's football, volleyball, softball, cross country, or looking ahead to the winter with wrestling and basketball. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for the games you play. Here's a look at the numbers we had in the second set of our final match tonight. First of all, for Pleasanton, Maddie Pates had a service point, Breanne Zimmer a service point and a kill. Mallory Pates had a kill. Alyssa Stubbs, a service point and a kill. Kristen Tolles, two service points, an ace block. And Taylor Nichols, one kill. Four kills, one ace block, no ace serves for Pleasanton. For the Axtell Lady Cats, Kit Wells had a service point and two kills. Hannah Kring had two service points. Jordan Miller, five service points. Two of them were aces. Catherine Sorensen, a service point. Carly Prasoski, two service points and four kills, and Kaylee Becker had three service points, two of them aces. She had an ace block and five kills. Axtell had 12 kills, one ace block, and four ace serve as the Lady Cats take game two, 25-15. We'll be back with the composite numbers and a chat with the head coach of Axtell, Brad Nelson, right after this. Timeout.
Banks can be very similar in the services they offer, but it's the local decisions, local ownership, and friendly professional staff that makes the difference. That's what you can expect from the State Bank of Riverdale. We're proud of the relationships we've developed over the past 100 years and look forward to expanding this service to Kearney. Follow us on the web at riverdalebank.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
State Bank of Riverdale, banking hand in hand.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
Back on the Misco Sports Postgame Show, let's take a look at the final overall numbers now in this Axtell victory over Pleasanton for the Bulldogs. Maddie Pates, two service points. One was an ace. Breanne Zimmer, three service points and a kill. Mallory Pates had a kill. Alyssa Stubbs had a service point and a kill. And Kristen Tolles, two service points, an ace block, one kill. Taylor Nichols, one kill. Pleasanton was held to five kills, one ace block, and one ace serve as the Bulldogs fall to 2-16 on the season. For Pleasanton, they will now head to the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament on Monday, and their first game will be against Loomis at 5:15. That's in Overton. The winner will then play Overton at 7:15. For Axtell, Kit White had five service points. One was an ace, three kills. Hannah Kring led the team in serving with 11 points. Two of them were aces. She had an ace block and two kills. Jordan Miller had six service points. Two of them were aces, one kill. Catherine Sorensen had a service point. Carly Prasoski, three service points. One was an ace, six kills. And Kaylee Becker, eight service points. Three of them were aces. She had an ace block and a team-high seven kills. So overall, for Axtell, 19 kills, two ace blocks, and nine ace serves as the Cats improved to 13-5 on the season with a 25-8, 25-15 victory over the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. For Axtell, they will be playing as the number three seed in the Fort Kearney Conference Tournament. They take on Amherst again Monday night at 6:15 at Elm Creek. If they win that, they most likely would get Elm Creek in the semifinals of the tournament on Tuesday. After they get done there, we told you they go to Silver Lake for a tournament, and then they will host a tournament here, a four-team tournament on the 20th, and they'll wrap things up at the Blue Hill Triangular with Kennesaw on the 23rd. Axtell, two wins tonight to get to 13-5 on the season. Still awaiting Coach Brad Nelson to join us, and while we do that, let's give you the rundown of the FKC tournament. Two sites on Monday, Overton and Elm Creek. At Overton at 5:15, Pleasanton will play Loomis. At 6:15, Elwood will play Eustis Farnham. And at 7:15, Overton will play the Loomis Pleasanton winner. In the Elm Creek portion, at 5:15 Monday night, Wilcox Hildreth will play SEM. At 6:15, Axtell and Amherst. And then at 7:15, Elm Creek will play the Will Hill SEM winner. The semifinals are Tuesday in Overton, the consolation and championship 1 week from tonight at SEM High School. We will also be following the Blue Platte Conference Volleyball Tournament, which gets underway on Monday night. Donovan Trumbull will play Gibbon at Kearney Catholic, then the winner will play the Stars. At Wood River, Adams Central will play Ravenna, then the winner gets Wood River. And in Ord on Monday night, Ord will play Loup City, and St. Paul will play Centura. The semifinals are 1 week from tonight at St. Paul. Kearney Catholic will play the St. Paul Centura winner. On the other side, Wood River is the 2 seed, Ord is the 3 seed, and then the consolation and championship is 1 week from tonight. Tuesday is the semifinals. The finals, 1 week from tonight at St. Paul. We'll take a final break and be back to give you the wrap-up on the Misco Sports Postgame Show right after this.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life. With 2 locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic located in the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic located in the ENT building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, with 2 locations in Kearney, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
And welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Here's a look at what happened this evening in our FKC Triangular. The first match tonight went to Axtell. They defeated Amherst 25-18 and 25-10 in that match. That started things off tonight. 7 kills for Kaylee Becker and Hannah Kring. Kring also had 3 ace blocks. And for Amherst in that match, pretty balanced. Nothing too outstanding to talk about in that one. But then Amherst defeated Pleasanton in 3 sets, 25-17, 22-25, and 25-21. Courtney Martinson had 12 kills and 2 ace blocks. Ashley Kreitz, the setter, also had 14 service points, including 4 aces. Maddie Paints had 12 service points in that match with 3 aces. Mariah Zwiener had 3 ace blocks, and Kristen Tolles led the team in kills. And then, of course, we just told you about our final match where Axtell gets the sweep tonight over Pleasanton, 25-8 and 25-15. The JVs were just wrapping up their match, and I assume that that's where Coach Nelson is. He always pops up to join us, but not so far tonight. So I guess we'll wrap it up and wish everybody the best of luck coming up next week in the